Ruth Zelman, they are stuck up somewhere. So they told me, sorry, they cannot come. They were supposed to come. Okay. Three of them. They will not come.
He is coming.
I tried to send message, Brother David.
No, I was there with us.
Sandy? Let's close our eyes and be before the Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Here we are, Lord. Thank you, Abba Father, for this beautiful day that you have blessed us with, Lord. For bringing us all together here to this afternoon, Lord, to listen to you, oh my God. Thank you for all those who wanted to make but cannot make it, Lord. And for all those who may be on the way out, Lord. On the way here, Lord. Sweet loving Jesus, it's your blood that always does the wonders, Lord God, in our lives. As you sprinkle the precious blood upon this place once again, proclaiming and claiming and healing, Lord, claiming protection, Lord, from every principality of this world, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to whatever is from here, evil is here, throw it out, Lord God, and surround this place with your guardian angels. And sweet Holy Spirit, this is your time. This is your class, Lord. We're just your mouthpieces. Waiting to hear from you, Lord. Teach us, Lord, something so deep, so beautiful, O God, that we will always remember it, Lord, and help us to be doers of the word, Lord, so that we, whatever you teach us, Lord, we will meditate upon it and we will implement it in our lives, so that our lives will never be the same again.
Thank you,
Mother Mary, continue to be with us, guide us, bless us, protect us, and keep us under your mantle of blue now and always. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters. It's nice to have Sister Lina back here. So good, so good.
Sweet memories.
Sweet memories. Well, we know that every week she's interceding for us, right?
Yeah,
that's
when
the tea is most sweet.
Amen.
I went to put something else, I put an egg tattoo.
No, it's good.
And now Davina is there.
Now Davina is there. Davina, you're looking good.
Thank you.
Yeah? Just like your trade.
I know. I'm so happy they are back. It's nice to be back with our children, no? We leave them. It's like, oh my God.
Good.
They might not know.
Now, along with all the other fashions that you do, you should, give us some logos and things like that that will highlight our Bible studies, our prayer groups, you know. You're blessed.
She made beautiful card for Brother Leslie. So beautiful.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Within no time. Within no time.
Photo. Papers and one pen.
Photograph. Yeah. It's a photo. No? Picture is there. Yeah.
Good, good. We hope to see you more often. Okay, Sister was asking me what we are doing. We are still, you know, that snail space. We are meditating on, reflecting on the message to Ephesus. We are on the final leg of it. The message to Ephesus, chapter 2.
What?
It's got good. Chapter 2, verses.
Volume
grande.
Volume?
Volume.
Yeah.
Yeah,
best. Bravo, Marcus. Bravo.
Yeah, it's so cold, I know why.
You want to know the
leader's
big attention.
I said,
it's cold. It's towards the end, you know, it's. Okay.
Chapter 2,
verse. Verse 2 onwards. We are in the midst of that. Huh? We have done a lot of few weeks on that. Read. Just read for...
No? This one, two, chapter two. From first.
No. 2-2.
Two. Yes. I know your works, your labor and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate the wicked. You have tested those who call themselves apostles, but are not, and discovered that they are imposters. Moreover, you have you have endurance and have suffered for my name, and you have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Unless you repent. But you have this in your favor. You hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Continue.
Yes.
Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the victor, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life that is in the garden of God. To the angel of the church in Smyrna.
No, that's it. Now, we have already discussed at length more than half of this verse, you know, that the endurance, this is a letter to the Ephesians. The Ephesians have been bearing a lot, enduring a lot, doing a lot of good things which Jesus is pleased with. But then he says one thing you have suffered from, you know, and we had a nice reflection on that as well, saying that, you know, what does it imply on today? Suppose we do everything good, but you are lacking in one thing. You lost the first love. So we can be so mechanical afterward. Like we were discussing about, you know, newly married couples, how the first honeymoon period is so beautiful and so distinct. And then after that, sometime it becomes a ritual, this thing. But according to Jesus' message here, which we first have to implement with our spouses, is that burn the first love first. Let the first love be alive. It is the same. No? Yeah. Jesus is our spouse. And he wants us to. He's saying, what is the punishment here with that is very scary, no? Like I will throw you. I will remove your lampstand. So how much do we take Jesus so lightly? You know, we take like, you know, chalo, like I'm doing so and so thing. In some verse the Bible says that everything that righteous thing that you do are like filthy rags, nothing to be worth. So if we think. Any one of us think that, okay, I'm serving the church so much, I'm reading, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing Bible study. Everything is filthy rags in front of the Lord because it is not our strength. It is everything coming from Him. Amen. So what can we boast of? We cannot boast of anything. Yeah, now all we are here because God has ordained us to be here. Yeah, because of His graces we are here. Because we can do this reflection because He's ordained it to be here. But nobody is this. Who is a Bible scholar here? Who is thing? We are all learning. We are all doing this thing, and that is what we have to learn and understand. So, whom, you know, Jesus should be highlighted in everything. Jesus should be the main highlight. Now, these people are doing everything. They were enduring. They were persecuted, and they endured. They did everything, but still, Jesus said, "You have lost in that first love of mine." What you suppose I do everything for? Suppose we are friends and do everything, but I don't have love. St. Paul says, no, you have faith, you have this and that, but the greatest is what?
Love.
Without love, you can and I can do nothing. And with love, we can win even the worst of enemies, even the worst of person, we can win. Love is that, you know, emblem that we should have everywhere. And Jesus says that. This is a very important thing. Now, He's telling them that you have lost your love for me, you know, the first love you have lost. And if you do not sort of repair, if you do not change yourself, I will take off your lampstand. Which is very bizarre. I mean, you have instances when the Holy Spirit was moved, no, was removed from people. Of who is the one of the world, greatest one who, an example of that removal of the Holy Spirit?
Saul.
Yeah, he was a king, filled with this thing. But then he did wrong. And then instead of repenting, he was justifying things. And eventually God had to take off the Spirit, Holy Spirit from him. What a dangerous thing to do, no? Even today now, thank God the Holy Spirit, after Jesus died, is dwelling in us. He can, God cannot take him off now. But he can be almost dead inside if we are not, if we do not exercise. Yeah, he will be always dead. So what is the use of having a dead spirit in you when you do not know how to take, or you don't want to take opportunities of that? It's as good as being dead. Yeah, I've seen both sides of life, and I've seen being very much in fire with the Lord, and I've seen these things. And that's where somewhere else Jesus says, especially for the lukewarmers, what he says, I will spew you out. I will spew you. It's better to be either cold or hot, but not lukewarm. That means we are you know, playing about. Yeah, we are playing about, and that's very, very dangerous. And as you grow closer to the Lord, I mean, people, we are all close to the Lord, but you understand, when you take that extra step towards Him, and you try to go back, no, you're stumped. You cannot do. You cannot play with the Lord. Till certain stage, He'll allow you. He'll tolerate you. But once you cross that line, you come to this line, you know, where you are really, your 100% is needed. Or else He'll just spew you out. I've gone to that stage as well. Yes, we have to be very, very careful here. Now, He's also giving us the means of doing it. First, He says, remember. Yeah? For anything to happen, you should always remember your past. Where were you? He said, no, remember, you have lost your first love. Remember your the day you were married, and the church, the nuptials, the joy that was there. You know, the honeymoon period. And now what happens to you? So remember is the first thing. Remember how, like, you know, we said once when we first met the Lord in the renewal, there have been instances. I had also given you my testimony when I first met the Lord. So that day, the way at that time we were so filled. We were filled with personal experiences. We were so filled with the Lord. Everything we wanted to do is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, our mouths were just saying. But then after that, Jesus becomes a little less and less and less, right? We may call it natural, okay? Well, to make the natural, unnatural, you should try to do that. But actually, the natural thing is to say Jesus continuously from your heart. And you come to a stage when, if you don't say Jesus, and you don't blame, that becomes unnatural. It comes for every person who is deeply in love with Jesus. It comes to a stage when you cannot say, even in sleep you'll be saying that. That's the relationship that God really wants. So you have to remember, if any of us are in that lukewarm state at the moment, remember that first days when Jesus actually did things for you. Yeah, He did things for you. Remember those days when you were really desperate. I can tell you, I can say so boldly because I have gone through that. Yeah, when I was so desperate, nobody else could help me. My wife could not help me. My kids could not help me. My friends could not help me. Only the power of Jesus. Only the power of the Lord. Only the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that is why I have a very, soft corners for people who are in depression. Because I know what depression is. And I've suffered depression for 3 months that time. And I would say that is one of the worst diseases to happen, you know. I don't know how many of you have experienced depression any time in your life. It'll come, huh? It comes always. It comes periodically to show you. And believe me, that is, you know, you can ask for anything else, but don't ask for depression. And that's why, even if a person is suffering from depression, I don't mind even meeting that person in the middle of the night. Because that's when it really affects you. When you don't get sleep, right? You don't get sleep. You are tormented. You are tormented. You don't know what. All the satanic deeds come. Satan does that to you, not God. Satan does that to you. Why?
You can't even pray that time.
No, can't pray. Forget, you cannot pray at all.
Yeah.
You just cannot pray at all. You need, that's the time you need prayer support, and you need a lot of this. And that's why I don't mind running to a person who is just to be with them. You know? And remember the one thing, that when such a case comes, when depression comes, it's always the evil hand. God doesn't torment you. But what has happened is the protection of the Lord is taken off from you for some time. For a reason. You know, God wants, because if God allows things to happen like that, our soul will be lost. It is better to have a depression and change your life for some time and win the soul, like I did for myself, like He did for me, rather than have, you know, be tolerant, give Him peace of mind and then take Him to hell. That is not, that's not what the Lord ways. And if we take God easy, that's what we are heading to. Because the devil, you know, just takes you smoothly to hell. So always remember what God did. When during the times, each one have got their own times of troubles and perils. You know, the great ones, where you met the Lord. I met the Lord in 1998 when I had this peril with me. I will not go through it again. So that's the time. Then He says, remember. Then He says, repent. You know, it's very difficult to repent. Because your heart is he's turned into stone. When you turn into a stony heart, you lose that love. Yeah, if your heart is a flesh, and if you know what it is, that relationship doesn't break. But how it breaks, when slowly your heart turns, this thing, and then one fine day to come back is so difficult. So in order that you should have that gift of repentance, you should think what God did. Then your memory goes there. Then you understand what you are, and you understand now where you are. So God, he says, remember, repent. And the third thing is do. After repent, when you understand what to do, you have to come back to his feet. Come back to his feet and remember that he is the only, his feet is the only place where you can find solace in. Nobody else, nowhere else. No wealth, no bed, no family members. Nothing can give you that solace when you are in that depth of trouble. And especially, as I said, depression. Jesus' feet, Jesus' love is all that you require. Recently, I'll not hesitate to tell you, but recently I was having a bout of a depression once again. And I know for what reason it is. I will not tell you that reason for anything. So, two nights I couldn't sleep. I just couldn't sleep. And the Lord was revealing to me what it was. I said, okay, fine. Then, third night, I said, no, I can't. I just can't. Even and normally, I have a close relationship with my brother Ishmael. And he was also on leave. Yeah, he was also on leave. So I said, whom to talk to? There's nobody. And what happens is, and whole night I spent saying rosaries. You know, whenever I said the rosary, Mother Mary, like, you know, I light the candles, right, said the rosaries, the pieces to come. And then I went for a nice confession. I confessed all my sins. I went for a special confession with this new priest. And from that time onwards, I felt, you know, much, much relieved. And then I cried to the Lord that on that day, you know, I used the scriptures. I cried to the Lord. I said, Lord, you said that, come to me, all those who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, I am burdened, I said, Lord. I have not slept for two nights properly, and I'm feeling very distinct. But the grace of God also is there with me. Not that I was frustrated, but I knew that it was a spiritual this thing for me. Spiritual rafting. So I said, Lord, today I made a confession. I'm clean now. I want to sleep on your lap. I said, I'm this thing. And believe, I said the words, no, Lord, I want to sleep like a baby. And the Lord gave me a sleep like a baby. I'm telling you. I did not get up for mass also the next day. I said, Lord, I woke up for the alarm. I said, Lord, you're making me sleep like a baby. You know that I've not slept for two nights. So I'm going to escape. Give me beautiful sleep. That is what I'm trying to do. Like, you know, the scripture is so alive.
Amen.
It's so alive. Amen. Like if that one more night he had not given me a good sleep, you know, I may, my faith may have this thing, or he knows better than me what I am, right? I have admitted my sin. I have confessed my sin, and he's more faithful to wipe out my slate and make me holy. Yeah. So this is my personal experience, which happened last week. That is why I reiterated, when you come to the Lord, no, after a particular this thing, you cannot play with him. He showed me in a very bad way. I mean, this thing, and now I dread. I said, no, Lord, this side, I'm not coming back at all. At this side, whatever it may cost me, doesn't matter. And it's good. So remember, repent and do. So that is the change. The moment you do, don't go back into a thing that you'll have to again forget. Look at what did the prodigal son do? He went, he took away all his possessions, had a lavish life, then he was in the pigsty. And when he was in the pigsty, he remembered his father. Then the repentance came and he remembered that everybody, his servants are enjoying the best of life, and he's here eating pigsty, okay? In the pigsty, eating pig's food. He remembered that incident. And then he said, I will go back. Repentance comes because he understood that. I will go and tell my father that, you know, do not take me as my son. I will be like your servant. Treat me as a servant. Okay? He repents and then he goes. He does the work. Then you know the story. The same thing happens. And you know, what happened to me is the same thing. So, till there we have reached. Remember, repent and do. Now, something different is happening here. Now see, after accusing reminding them that, you know, after all your good works, after all this thing, you have lost your first love, and this is what you should do. Then he gives them another credit. Yet this is to your credit. You hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Now just imagine Jesus hating something. No? This was a little bit of thing. Jesus also hates, no? Now, why does Jesus hate? I'll tell you the story of the Nicolaitans a little bit later. When anybody is in deeply in love with somebody, okay? Take example, parents and a child. Yeah, and the child has gone wrong in some way, which is not her fault, his or her fault. And so you will hate that person who is abusing your child, right? Even if you're a godly person. Now, even Jesus, this is the reason why Jesus has mentioned hate. You will do anything to save your child, your loved one, from that monster, whoever it is, right? So there your anger is justified. Not your reaction, but your anger is justified because I love this person so much. So how can I allow somebody, I'll give my life but not allow my child or my friend to be hurt by this person. So this is the reason why Jesus hates the Nicolaitans. And secondly, even God says, no, don't hate the sin but not the person. Okay, in every person there is goodness and sin. People who are bad also doing things like that is because they have been affected by sin. So hate the sin and try to save the person.
Not the sinner.
Not the sinner. Because we are all sinners, right? Now, who are the Nicolaitans? You know, there was a case in during Peter's time when there was malpractices of food that was being served. Some were getting, some were not getting.
Yeah.
Yeah? You remember that in Acts, they
yeah,
said
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Then what did Peter do? Peter said, we are too busy in praying. Let us do that. And he appointed
seven elders.
Yeah? Yeah? Elders.
Yeah.
Seven elders. And to handle this part. Who was one of them? Stephen.
Yeah.
Yeah? The martyr was one of them. And another one was Nicholas. He was another one of that group.
Okay.
Yeah? Who was in that group. Then what happened was, slowly, one Judas has to be there. No, in that seven, slowly, Nicholas became the Judas of that group. But in the sense that, you know, he was not doing a fair job there. So, he moved off from that group eventually. And then he formed a group called Nicolaitans. Nicolaitans. Now, you know, what is a heresy? Now, these people believe in are heresies, you know. Heresy is a thing that people believe which is contrary to the truth. Yeah? Anything that is contrary to the truth, and they make it so strong that they convince the people that this is the correct thing. In other words, this is like misinterpreting the scriptures. I can twist the scriptures, no? The devil also twists the scriptures. So the Nicolaitans are those people. But now the history says, yeah, no doubt that he went off from the main church and he was doing all these malpractices, but he was not so bad as what the Nicolaitans after that did. His theory is what the body is bad. Okay, the body is bad. That was Nicolaitans' theory. Till that, you know, you don't have to give much respect to the body. What the Nicolaitans did, his followers did, that they twisted it even more. They said that the body is so bad that you can do anything with it. Now see, he has said the body is bad, so don't give respect. But now did Nicolaitans dead said that bodies are so bad you can do anything with it. That means they started living in sin. Body, I'm not doing that. No, I'm doing. They started going to in sexual immorality. They started eating the pagan food or food offered to the idols. They started doing all that in the name Christianity as well, and they were Christians. I mean, they were from the hometown. If a pagan does it, it's different because he's not a Christian. But these were a group of people now from their own. When they are part of this Peter's group, no? Nicholas, they're part of the Peter group. So from that group, they started opening up this false avenues and disturbing the people. Now there is an interesting thing that. You know Balaam, right? Balaam is another god. Is another this thing. Balaam actually is a person or or a god who, in this way, entices people and takes to him. That's why God was even very very this thing. Balaam, no, the Balaam sacrifices
yeah,
and all
yeah.
that stuff. You know, like just talking about it. Everybody knows Balaam, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The bad this thing, and it is he is related to this evil things. Recently. one of my friends, he was home, and his children had a party, you know, and in their own house, and suddenly, like youngsters, you know, all your, many youngsters were there, and suddenly he heard that music, you know, there was a music playing, and suddenly like balam balam balam, yeah, you see, like, you know, and then his wife heard about it. And she came, God must have this thing him. So she came running and she stopped that music. So what is this music? So we don't know, like, you know, balam, 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 this thing. So, so you see how the devil comes. Why I mentioned this to this thing, how the devil comes. Very innocently, you know, those poor children are dancing to the music. But we don't know, like, you know, how it is. For example, balam is we don't have any other word called balam, right? Balm we have, but balam we don't have. Balam is only that stupid god. Who's enticing? So this is the way they put those things into the lyrics. And I remember, you know, during our time there was this song called California, no?
California.
Hotel California. You play the record from back to our, you know, you reverse it and play the record. Musicians have told me that it is fully Antichrist. Yeah, and how they do it, you know, when they cut this record, when they sing, you know, there is rituals taking place. They cut people, they cut hands, they cut this thing. So that is fully satanic. And the moment you hear these things, you know, you get Satan influence is there. That is why we have to save these people, our youth, from these rock music, from this thing. Why? This is the behind story of it. You can find out. You'll come to know the truth. But musicians have told me who have understood it.
Most of the hard rock musicians, the backtrack, if you hear,
yes,
it's all satanic.
Completely satanic, against Christ, against Christ, and that is what is hitting the child. Now I was so surprised when this brother of mine told me that this Balam thing. Now you have to be careful, you know, youngster. If you find anything like that, so it's a very safe song. I mean, nobody knows, but good. Now see that this lady is spirit filled. You know, so God immediately made her hear that. She went and she stopped it. You know, so this is the way these our children are enticed. We be very, very careful about this. So the Nicolaitans, we come back to the Nicolaitans. So these people, you know, these people, they were doing everything, they're twisting nicely, coolly twisting things so that they were actually practicing immorality, eating of heathen food as natural. Like, you know, what they were saying, that we want to make a compromise between Christianity and paganism. Now, for pagans and all to do all these things is nothing, because that's the way of life. They think it is that's the way. Extramarital affairs, sexual affairs, are all the things. Eating of folds of idols. So what is happening with those people who are converted to Christians now, and many of them are the big guys, you know. So they said, like, you know, yes, like, you know, this sounds interesting. Why not? You know, little bit of Christ and little bit of this. And that is why Christ hated them so much. And it is what they say, what it says, you know, if this Nicolaitans principles had succeeded, thank God, God broke it down. Instead of we becoming Christians, Christians would have become that. That would take over. They were so strong. And that is why. And now these people in Ephesus, they were against these Nicolaitans. And that is why, see, you do anything good, you hate the evil, God is there always with you. He gave them a plus point for that. After taking telling them their problems, he gave them telling them their weaknesses. He also gave them a plus point. That means God sees every good that you do, every bad that you do, and He will reward you accordingly. I love that scripture where Jesus says, "No, when you pray, go to your room, close your room, and pray to the Father whom you cannot see, and the Father who sees you will reward you." You know, so you can even go every day to your prayer room, if you have one, or you know this thing, and tell the Father, "Here I am, Father, speaking, spending this time with you, praying to you, telling you things, and having a relationship with you, because Jesus has told me that, and you will reward me." You can claim that. Can't a son to claim from the Father, and the Father will not say, will never say no. It is Jesus' word. So every time, if you go into your prayer closet, every day, you know, at a particular time, close the door, remember the scripture, I forget it now, which it is, you remember the scripture and claim it, you are rewarded. You will understand. But in whichever way, you'll be rewarded. Can the Father not give to the children? Father gives the children without even asking. Yes. When you ask from Him, when you claim the scriptures, how much more will He give to you? How much more will He give to you? You know, so that this is where we should claim, and that is why every good thing that we do is also recorded, every bad thing that we do is also recorded. So we cannot play about with Jesus. And then he says, for those who are overcomers, what does it say? Let anyone who has ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life, that is in the paradise of God. Now, you know, the Christian life is not just a small tug of war. It's not like that. It's a massive, because, and if you are attacked by the evil one, you know how strong the evil one is. I'm telling you that. I can vouch for it. After Jesus, you cannot play with this man, the evil fellow. He will really, John 10:10 comes so alive, and when things like this happen, he's come to kill you. He'll come to kill you and finish you off, and you and your family. So never play with fire. He's the deadliest fire. You really have to burn your hands with that. And that is why you understand that the only person who can save you from him is Jesus. Only one. The moment you cling to it, even if you don't feel like, cling to Jesus, because otherwise this person is going to finish you off completely. Especially Christian life is not an easy life. It's a persecuted life, and it's not persecution to giving up things. It's a life where you have to, God doesn't want you to be passive and take it and say, okay, Lord, no, there's nothing I can do, so I'll give it up. No, he doesn't want those type of people. He wants people who are overcomers. What is overcomer? I will go. I will overcome. Because the crown of glory comes to whom? To those who overcome. First the cross, the crown of thorns, the crown of glory. That's the sequence it is. That's how Jesus did it. And that's how we have to do it. And it is possible, because Jesus said, the greater things you will do than what I did. Not only as far as miracles is concerned, as far as the way of life is concerned. And he said, do not be afraid, for I have overcome the world. So much of the support we get from Jesus, so we have nothing to worry about. But we don't want, a lot of people, they compromise and they say, chalo, I can't do anything, no? So okay, God, you are great. You are the Lord of everything. So I am. God doesn't like that. Like pastor, you say, chalo, just because you are helpless. That means God is putting you down. Yeah, in that way. But in other words, in this thing, when you are fighting, I say, no, Lord, your word says that this is possible. So I will do it. I will sing. I will go and do it. And that is what gives you that the crown of glory. That's what Jesus loves. And for them, what overcomers, he says, and to everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life. What is the tree of life? Where was the tree of life last heard of? Eden. Garden of Eden. When Adam lost and Eve lost the beautiful gift of God. Now legend says that after the tree of life, after Adam and Eve were hunted out, the tree of life still exists. Okay, and now. Adam was the first Adam. Now Jesus is the second Adam. So when Adam sinned, God threw them out from Eden, right? And banned them from eating that tree of life. Why did they ban them from eating the tree of life? What would have happened?
They would see God face to face. Mm-hmm. When they were eating the fruit of life.
No, they were seeing God face to face anyway.
Yeah, but after sinning, no, they were thrown down. Mm-hmm.
So
then they would
same time, no? It's the same time God surrounded that angel, that tree with angels, the cherubim, and said, don't allow them to come to eat this fruit. Actually, God did a favor. What would have happened if they had eaten the fruit?
Of the tree of life.
They have sinned now.
Yes.
They have sinned, and the tree of life gives you eternal life. Eternal, sinful life it would have given them. Throughout our entirety, we would have been in sin, pain, misery, because that is the tree of life. That is the tree of life. So now God had kept it there. If they were holy, they would have been allowed to eat the tree. So now the legend says that all those who are, die holy, who are awoken on the last day and are on Jesus' right side, they will eat that tree of life. That means you are permanently
eternity
holy with God. That is why the reward is there for the tree of life. That is the meaning of it. So even now, if you are a sinner, you cannot eat the tree of life, because you'll be in another tree. You'll be in a hell. Right? So that's the difference of it. And he promises paradise. Paradise is the best place where Adam and Eve was formed in the first place, no? It's the paradise. And Jesus promises the same thing again. For all those who are overcomers, who are faithful, I will give them the tree of life. That means you can eat the thing, be with God forever. And what did Jesus tell the thief on the right side when he was dying?
He'll be with me in paradise tonight.
Sure. Yeah. See, a sinful person who repented immediately, you know, I will call him the most luckiest person.
Yes.
He was on the brink of death. At the last minute he said, I repent, Lord. The other fellow is cursing him, no? And then he says, don't curse him because he has not died like we do. We have sinned and died, but he has died without the sinning. And then he said, Lord, remember me when you come to paradise. Yeah, and then Jesus said, tonight, or this very day, you will be with me in paradise. Sometimes I should...
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, please.
Because I love reading Gospels. Gospels are not only these. I don't know whether it is Nicodemus, Gospel of Nicodemus, or it was Adam and Eve, that book which I read. That if you read, though, it's so beautiful. Why? When they were thrown out. No, actually, Adam and Eve, like... Adam was crying and groaning and weeping because when he saw darkness, he didn't know what it was because they had seen always light. And he was cursing Eve because how to group in darkness, no? Don't know when, whether we will see. They did not know what was night at all for them. Though it was like night and then the morning to come, like, you know, everything was cursing. And when this one thing I remembered when brother said about how lucky that fellow is, when Jesus told him, you will be with me in paradise. Today I say unto you. So that means it was immediate for him, right? And that scripture explains so beautifully that Jesus rose again on the third day. Now he died where? On Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah? Now what was promised to this one?
Tonight.
Today. So, like for him, it was an immediate transition into
paradise,
right? And here, Jesus had to go down to dead, preach to the dead that I have conquered, you know, and we all have life, and then go back. Yeah. So, and actually, Jesus had not gone back.
He was not dead.
He went down. 40 days he was with the
apostles.
Yeah. And then he ascends into heaven. Now, the paradise was closed when Adam and Eve were. After Adam and Eve, the cherubim closed the paradise, right? Now, when Jesus is ascending into heaven, like, you know, and he's leading all those now. Because he's the first one to enter. He has to open the gates, right? And he's coming with the patriarchs and our people, you know, who trusted in God to enter into the gate. There is this thief sitting there waiting for Jesus because gate is not open. So he was the first one, but like, you know, Jesus looks at his patience, 40 days he has done, and now he has to get into, and this man is waiting for Jesus to come and open the gate to get into paradise. So
I wonder what his thoughts were then. Is this real or what? Like, where am I?
Trinity.
So, before we take the next one, what are the things that you benefit from this letter to the Ephesians? How will we take whatever God has told the Ephesians at that time? Is it applicable to us now or not?
Yes, it is applicable. The day we have come to God, whatever day with love, that should be alive all the time. It is not like, you know, that like a first love. We should not look back. That is what I see in this. Our zeal should be more and more to have Jesus. Mm-hmm. Then, okay, done it, like lukewarm, no lukewarmness.
So, what are the steps you will take for that? What are the steps you will take to transform your lukewarm life to once again to a burning life, you know, burning fire. What are the steps? Personally, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, personally, like read the scriptures and live the scriptures. Mm. Living the scripture is more important. Jesus says, God, if you say, I am not, only reading is not there. You have to, who are doers of my Father's will. So we have to do, we should be the doers.
Yes.
Yeah. Read and be doers of the word, scripture, words.
Yes. That's the only way. Otherwise, just, there are people who know the Bible in and, in yeah. and out. But not living the way as the Bible says to me.
And as you said, brother, overcome.
That is very important.
Because every moment, every second, there is a
temptation. There is sin is all around us.
Yes.
We should be the overcomers here.
Now we always say, you know, this age is very bad. It has sinned so much, as we said, no.
He'll sit somewhere.
Yeah. But do you know that even in this age, look at these Nicolaitans. Yeah. Now, they have got a lot of other principles. They said, like, since Jesus has died, the law has been broken. So we can do whatever we want. Look at that. And anybody like who's not much in the discipline will say, yeah. Now we can only live by grace. We don't have to obey any laws. So you can break the law. You see how dangerous it is, and how people were twisting. That is why Jesus was so much against the Nicolaitans. They were the worst. They
hypocrites.
They said that they were living lives of animals. They were living life of animals.
Human can I bring being. Something else here? Because say in the office we always speak about my department head. We are only two people in one department. My department head is the Art of Living guy, and it's 100% Modi like. And he talks to me, but so I have to be very careful what I speak. They say, you people say, it's only Jesus, the only Savior who can, you can be saved, otherwise no. And it is wrong what you all are saying, because it is, I know he is wrong, but like Hinduism is not God, like, no, it's a way of life. Now what does he mean by way of life? There you said way of life. Is it that?
Which way of life?
He is saying Hinduism is a way of life. It is not like you say Jesus is the only way, you are saying. Hinduism is a way of life, he is saying. What is way of life here?
The only thing that I always give for them, I said, my Jesus is the only one in history who died for my sake. Tell me anybody who has died for your sake. Give me a God who has died for you. I just keep the... I said, this is all that matters to me. And since my Jesus died for me, he is the only one for me. Nobody else.
Yeah, I do say that he is the way, he is the life. We have to go through him. Because he is the one who had a compassion for this thing. He healed the sick. He died for me. And he said he will rise again. And he rose again. He lived with apostles. All that I say. But okay, we are the way of life. I don't know, I didn't want to argue on that. What is the way of life?
Just give an example of what you are saying. What is this, number? If a simple example in the book of life is given. If you see a beggar, okay, and you just pass by. Peace of Christ be with you, you just walk by. He's still there. Somebody else walks. Get well soon, you just walk by. But the Samaritan will go, attend, do something with nothing. That is, you act. That's the way of life. It's a good deed. To them, it's a good deed. It's not like Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. Why he doesn't like Christians? Because he was not welcomed. You see, so the way of life is what you put into practice. It's not, you cannot say I'm a Catholic and I'm not a doer of what Jesus said. Jesus didn't consider as Sabbath day unholy. He said no. He said, would you like to see your, you know, it's written there. You cannot let someone be sick only because, and will not heal because it's a Sabbath day. No. It is
how God.
Yeah, God taught us that, no?
Yes.
He said
yes.
that.
You hypocrites, you all are following the religion, but you are not doing into. You know, and way of life is to put into practice.
Yeah, but what is according to you, to him, what is the way of life?
They are arguing with me, like, you know, you people saying that you people are the conversion. I said, yes, we convert people back to good. We don't force anybody to be converted in a religion-wise. We have done. I gave them Mother Teresa excuse. Let it be. You keep aside Mother Teresa, they say. So this way, sometimes, most of the time, little,
this way of living is what you are talking about, Sri Sri or Hinduism they are talking
about?
No,
he is not talking about Sri Sri, Hinduism.
He is talking Hinduism and he says Hinduism is a way of life.
Way of life.
Okay.
Yeah.
They are a way of life to life, which is eternity.
Mm-hmm.
We have life come down
and
we are in that eternity. Buddhism, Sikhism, now Hinduism, they claimed it as a religion, but these are the ways of living. For
yeah,
them,
they
way
not a
of
religion.
Life.
At the moment, they are saying it is not a religion.
Religion,
they call it, yeah,
is
not a religion.
Religion is man-made.
Yeah,
because it is something, and others, everybody is trying to and tell him, please read your Vedas and scriptures very well, because in that is written about the one who will come to save the world.
I said
that
they don't know both of it.
So tell them to look into it, and theirs is way, where Jesus claims, I am the
way.
Yeah. I am the life. So they are going to that way to get eternity. For us, he himself, who was life, came down to tell, this is me, this is how it is, and this is so simple.
You ask, is Hinduism not a religion?
They are still searching and claiming in creation. For us, the creator.
Yes.
God loved the world so much that we have him.
This,
if you can find out in the scriptures, in Vedas, I think 10th, this stanza, it is written about the perfect sacrifice that will be nailed with nails. It's written there with the cross, crowned with thorns on a tree. Tell them anywhere any sacrifice was made like that, and they will come into completion here.
Correct, yeah.
They also believe in reincarnation.
Reincarnation.
So one soul will go on, which is absolutely wrong. If suppose, question mark, right?
Seven times for them.
Yeah. Now, if that was the way, then we would have to search where Abraham and Allah come, no? Even this thief would have had to go somewhere else.
They come through cats and dogs and all that.
Yeah. If you have heard. So, these are
cats and dogs, it depends on the karma, what you do on this earth. If you have done good work, maybe in a good soul.
Every religion teaches about good and the
bad.
So, whatever it is, you must tell them, don't talk about religion. You are born in that, so that's not your this. If you are able to find the truth, fine, well and good. Okay, but what we are trying to live in, brotherly love.
Correct.
Nowadays, people are all using their reasoning.
Yes.
Okay, and most of it is they want to attack. One wants to be the superior, whether it is their workplace or religion or wherever it may be. If you take the good people in their own lives, like the father of the nation, he did not do anything without the settings and the rules from the Bible. Everything was followed by the Bible. He never slept even without reading the word. Swami Vivekananda, his life copy was the Bible.
Yes.
He had it, he lived that.
So every word of Swami Vivekananda is very, very inspiring.
They will not go into it. For them, it is the way of living. But for us, life, we know we have life and that life has come to us. We have life. That life in us.
But most of the testimonies who are converted, no? They started with, they search for God. If you search from your heart, God will reveal who the true God is. They are not trying to search for God.
They are
trying to argue with other people who are already know God.
Yes.
If they seek from their heart who true God is, they will find who true God. Because most of the testimonies, when we hear on YouTubes and all, their first, this is, I wanted to know who true God is. And later, they find out who true God is.
That is what.
Because if they argue, they don't want to know who true God. They only want to argue. Like, that's all. They are on this list. If they desire from the heart, who true God, God will reveal to them.
Yes. And the greatest testimony is the Potta. Potta, most of the people who are preaching there are all Hindus, yes, converted.
Yeah. Yeah. You should tell them, you ask from your heart, Lord, reveal to me who you are. Then God will reveal to them. Then you must tell that, like, because let them seek first from their heart who true God is.
So before we wind up today, we'll have, everything that we study should be put into action, right? Only then it is meaningful. Okay, there are so many things to learn from this first letter to the church. Yeah, so first of all, we have to be ready for persecution. Don't be surprised. Like, I don't like this message which comes, no? Please pray for the church and so many are dead, people are dissing. Is it new? Doesn't the Bible tell us that all this persecution will take place? So why make a big propaganda? You know, I don't like that. Okay, you can pray without the news coming in. No, you can pray daily for persecuted church. So why do we?
I don't like. You have to send within 5 minutes this one. Otherwise, something bad will happen. I just think this is not from Christ.
This is not at all.
No.
So I don't forward any of these messages.
No.
So 10 churches have been burnt now. So what? God told us that 10 churches will be burnt. I've called them lucky because why? Because they will be straight into heaven. You see, the revelation will come later on. How people are saying, Lord, how much more? The Lord says, wait for some time more and it will be all yours. That is the thing.
Yeah, so, the luckiest.
Yes, yes. So, when you are a martyr, nothing like that. Nothing like that. So, don't be afraid of persecution. When persecution comes, God has told us. So, what He said?
Be our daily prayer,
yes.
Because if we see with our own eyes, our own people's, our own children's downfall, that will be the worst persecution
exactly.
You've ever had than burning and being
killed. Exactly. So, different types of persecution. Don't think it is only cutting of the neck or like that. No. Persecution will come. how to deal with it. Be faithful. Be faithful. We have seen even those Greek words. saying, if you are an overcomer, if you are faithful, the kingdom of God is yours. It's coming all the way through. Okay. So, these are the things that we have to see into our life. Yeah. Am I an overcomer? Or does temptation overcome me immediately? Am I trying my best or not? Yeah. What are the ways? If I'm not, how to do it? Jesus is always there for us to help out, We don't have to beg, borrow, steal. It's just try and talk with the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am, open in front of you. I need to change. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know that you will do it. Surrender to Him, daily basis. And then you find your life suddenly changing. His inspiration, his thing. He's got beautiful ways of doing things. And if you don't comply, how much can you go? How far can you go? The psalmist says, when I go to the mountains, there you are. When I go to the depths of the sea, there you are. You cannot escape from God. So better, the faster that you understand that you belong to God and God will never allow. Take an example, any of your children. God forbid. If they are going the wrong track, are you going to be keep quiet? What you will do? You will go to the depths of the earth, not till you find that son of yours. And how you are, and we are made account to the image and likeness of God. How will God allow His children to be scattered? No, He will be after us. Okay, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing because at least we know that we are. So let us be. What is it said? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let's learn to fear the Lord, and not take Him for granted. Okay, so with all these principles, we'll end this chapter today, and from next time we'll start with the letter of. To the church in Smyrna, okay. So, remember, thank you, Lord, for this session, Lord God, that we end the letter to Ephesus. So many, Lord, volumes and volumes of things that you have shown us in this, Lord, and most of all, oh God, we remember your three words: remember, repent, and do. With this as our foundation, Lord, as our homework for the week, Lord God, not only for the week, for our entire life, Lord God, we will remember all the good that you have done for us, Lord, and you're continually doing for us. We will repent, Lord God, and say no to Satan and no to the temptations, and Lord, and we will be the doer of the words of your word and your word alone, oh Lord. That will be the change of our lives, Lord, and that will be meaningful to us, Lord God. Lord, as our team goes to the hospital visit once again, it's your word, Lord God. It's the testimony of your word that heals people. It's your word that heals people, oh God. Nothing but you, Lord God. We are just instruments, Lord, who go here and there, Lord God. But it is you who speak through them, Lord God, and miracles take place, Lord.
Amen.
You are still the God of miracles, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that great and mighty things will happen,
Amen.
Lord, as our faithfulness in you increases, Lord God.
Amen.
Help us to be faithful, Lord God, so that we may see more and more of the goodness of yours, Lord, in the form of miracles, signs and wonders, Lord. As we go home, Lord, bless our vehicles, Lord. Bless our week ahead, Lord God. Lord, in this times of crisis, Lord God, let us be overcomers, Lord. Let us see beyond the crisis, Lord, of who you are and what is in store for us, Lord God. Something
Amen.
Great and awesome,
Amen.
Lord God.
Amen.
Something that our minds cannot comprehend, Lord
Amen.
God. And we, Lord God, anticipate that, Lord God, because you are our Father and we are your children, Lord.
You.
And you, Father, will never forsake his children.
Amen.
Their love for us is so immense, the agape love, Lord God, that we are so blessed to have.
Thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for all those people as well, Lord, who are seeking way of life, Lord God, through different ways, Lord God. Show them the way, my God. Show them the light, Lord God, that the light is only here, Lord, in the Son, in your Son, Jesus. Lord.
Amen.
And Mother Mary, continue to be our mother. Without you, we are incomplete. Guide us, bless us, protect us, pray for us, and keep us under your mantle of blue always. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Jesus is Lord.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Jesus is Lord.
The light of the world which no darkness can hide, Lord. We are your children. And we, children of God, agree and say.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you, dear brothers and sisters. We meet next week. Nice having you, sister, here. You know, it's okay. You know what's his name? Yeah, please.